Just a second. Just a second. Relax. What can possibly be so important? Hi. What are you doing here? But are you on leave? I thought you couldn't come home till Christmas. It's good to see you too. Seriously, what's going on? What is this? Are you hurt? Did you get discharged? So you're okay. Okay. But I thought you asked for leave and they said no. That's what you told me a month ago. So you lied to me. What, to surprise me? Well, consider me surprised. And a little awestruck at how good a liar you are. I didn't think you were capable of such deception. Well, clearly the military has hardened you. This is crazy. If I'd known you were coming, I would have made myself more presentable. I've been holed up in here studying for like 6 hours straight. I'm in sweats and I have coffee breath and I can't believe you're actually here. Look at you. You look good. Your hair, it's all buzzed. I like it though. Here, come inside. Come inside. Do you want anything to drink? There's leftover coffee. Oh, wait, no. It's been sitting out for a while. I can make a fresh pot. A Coke, sure. Do they have Coke at the base? Okay, sorry, stupid question. How am I supposed to know? I thought maybe it was just bread and water. From what you've told me in your letters and phone calls, the military does sound a lot like prison. Mm-hmm, at least in prison you actually get some sleep. So, who else knows that you're home? You're gonna surprise your family too. Aw, they're gonna be so happy. Your mom misses you a lot. I ran into her in town the other day. She talks about you. Yeah. It's mostly stuff I already knew. Stuff you write to me. She said you're exhausted, but that you're good. That you love it and hate it at the same time. That you miss home. She's gonna lose her mind when she sees you. I think it's really sweet that you're surprising everyone like this. So, was I your first stop? Wow, well, don't I feel special? So, what's next? What are you most looking forward to doing now that you're home? Sleeping. You know, it's justified. Good food and sleep. Yeah, I bet. Well, I can't really help you in the food department. I've been snacking on nothing but Fritos all afternoon. But feel free to nap on my couch. Sorry, let me just move all this stuff out of the way. What is all this? Textbooks, notes, graphs, flashcards, practice exams, basically my life for the past 6 weeks. Yeah, but I take my NCLEX in a few days, so I've been studying pretty much nonstop. I want to make sure I pass this time. Third time's a charm, right? Thanks. Oh, that's a letter I wrote you. Here, don't look at that. I didn't mail it out yet. No, you can't read it now. Because, what's the fun in that? You're supposed to wait for it. You're supposed to receive it in the mail. You know, stamped and sealed, and knowing that it made its way across the whole country, right into your hands. Remember, that's why we decided to write letters to each other in the first place, instead of just texting back and forth. Do not kill the suspense. You're supposed to wait. Now give me it. Give it back. Hand it over. No. Give it. Are you kidding me? Don't make me. Ha. You may be stronger, but I am more agile. No. No, you can't have it back. Put me down. Put me down. I don't even have the letter anymore. It fell down somewhere. Put me down. You win, okay? Congratulations. Is that what they've been training you for in the military? Tickling your enemies to death until they surrender? You look like a superhero now. You look like you could snap someone in half like a twig. I don't know. But you look like a superhero. You basically are one. I mean, what you do, it's not that different. How are you doing mentally? In our letters and phone calls, we usually just talk about the lighter stuff. But I imagine what you do, it isn't only rough on you just physically. You know, you can talk to me about that stuff, if you want. Okay. What is this? Oh, you're cuddling me. No, I like it. Don't stop. When do you go back? How long is too soon? Two weeks? Two weeks. That's longer than I thought I had with you an hour ago. It's better than nothing. I'm so glad you came back. Christmas is way too far away to wait. Confession, I already bought you your present. Yes. I know that it's way too early, but when I saw it in a store, I just immediately thought of you, and I had to buy it. I'm not telling you what it is. No. You really don't understand the concept of waiting, do you? First the letter, now this. Maybe I shouldn't even bother wrapping it then. Maybe I shouldn't even bother picking you out a gift. Maybe I should just hand you a $20 bill every Christmas and let you pick something out for yourself so that there are no surprises whatsoever. Would you like that? Is that what you want? You know, your letters feel like Christmas presents. When I open the mailbox and I see a letter from you, suddenly it's like I'm 5 years old again. All giddy with excitement. I just get so happy to hear from you. I'm glad we decided to keep in touch. It's hard sometimes, but I think it would be harder if we just didn't talk at all. Yeah, I guess no matter what, these things are never easy. But, you know, sometimes I think that in trying to make it less complicated, we're making it more complicated. Well, we agreed to just stay friends because you were leaving, right? Right? But I mean, this doesn't feel like friends. I don't usually cuddle my friends, do you? And I talk to you differently than I talk to my other friends. And I think about you differently. And I haven't started seeing other people because it's impossible for me to even look at anyone else without just wishing that they were you instead. My friends tried to set me up a couple months ago, and I said no. And they asked why not, and I couldn't give a good reason. I couldn't say that I have a boyfriend, because that would be a lie. But I really, really wanted to be able to say that. Last year, right before you enlisted, it made a lot of sense to stay friends because we weren't sure if we could handle long distance. But with the way that we write letters and talk on the phone all the time, staying friends doesn't really make sense anymore. At least not to me. Wait, you've been thinking the same thing? Really? This whole time? Why didn't you say anything? No, of course I haven't been forgetting you. Come on, like I could ever forget you. I couldn't forget you even if I wanted to. Nothing, I'm just taking in the new you. And not the new you, you're still you. Just stronger and less hair to grab onto. I can get used to this, though. I'm gonna miss you so much when you leave again. I know, but I can't help but think about it. Okay, then. Make me think about something else. Okay, that's working. Hold on, I think we're crushing a piece of paper. I just want to make sure it's not one of my practice exams. Oh, it's the letter. I was gonna mail it to you a few days ago, but I kept chickening out, and here, I guess you can read it now. It's a good thing you're here, because otherwise, I don't know when I would have gained the courage to finally say it all. I pretty much just told you everything that's in there, so don't feel like you have to read the entire thing right now. Why read how I feel about you when I can just show you?